bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from Psalm 1, and I'm going to read the whole thing. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. I'm starting my way through the book of Psalms, and God very intentionally gave us Psalm 1 at the beginning of the 150 Psalms collected in that book. And I thought as we're entering into a new year, as that was a good preamble for the book of Psalms, this might be a good preamble for us as we head into this new year, into 2025. What kind of people do we want to be? We want to be people of wisdom. We want to be people of the book. And those two things go hand in hand. Who is the person that stands whatever comes his way? It is the one who loves the law of the Lord. And what does he do about that? He meditates on it day and night. The wicked are being contrasted with the person who loves God's word. So why are the wicked like the chaff that the wind drives away? Well, clearly because they do not trust in God's word. They do not find wisdom and meaning and purpose there. They find it in culture. They find it in life circumstances that change. They may find it in good things, but they do not find it in ultimate things. And the word of God tells us that these people will face judgment, that they're going to be blown about by the winds of change, like the book of James says. We want to be people who love God's word. And if we do that, and we want to be those kinds of people, we're going to take certain steps. Well, what is one of those steps? One of those steps is we read God's word, that we spend time taking in God's words to us. This is a supernatural book that the Word of God tells us will accomplish the purpose that it was sent for. It says in the New Testament that it is profitable for many things in this life. And so if we believe that, we are going to read it. But beyond that, what does the man of God do who's going to be blessed? He meditates on the Word of God day and night. Last year, I was trying to read through the Bible in a year. I finished on the 31st and got it in just under the wire. But this year, I want to spend more time on smaller chunks of Scripture. So my plan is to go through the book of Psalms and to have something from each reading that I can, just a little nugget, just a little bite that I can dwell on throughout the day. What is something that I can, you know, mentally chew on, that I can kind of run my circumstances through? So let's take Psalm 1, for example. I want to be the kind of person who meditates on the Word of God, not a person who's being influenced by culture. So maybe I take this first verse here. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. How am I letting myself be influenced by those who do not love God today? Is it by people I'm spending my time with? Is it the kind of music that I'm listening to? Is it the shows that I'm watching that are allowing a secular worldview to influence the way that I think, the way that I believe, the way that I feel? These are often subconscious things that as we continue to consume the world's perspective, we find ourselves adopting it in subtle ways that we don't do that. So how am I doing that today? That may be an example of something that I can do practically, that I will be the kind of person that Psalm 1 talks about. So who do we want to be as we enter into 2025? Will we allow the Word of God to influence primarily? Will we take practical steps to meditate on His Word? Or will we, like the scoffer, allow ourselves to be driven by the wind of culture and the people around us? God, we thank you for Psalm 1. We thank you for a new year, God, and another opportunity to assess where we are in our relationship with you and to ask you, God, to help us by your grace, by your life inside us, to show us the spiritual growth steps that we need to take, that we might see you as the beautiful, powerful, loving Heavenly Father that you are each and every day. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.